Welcome to Christmas Clatter, the podcast that celebrates everything that makes Christmas special. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Christmas Clatter Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Clatter Podcast. Email us at ChristmasClatterPodcast@gmail.com or visit our website at ChristmasClatterPodcast.com. Hi, welcome again to Christmas Clatter. I'm Todd Killian. 2 weeks to Christmas, guys. I can't believe it. 2 weeks to go. It's amazing. I love the anticipation of the holiday. I think sometimes a little bit more than the holiday itself. I'm not going to keep you guys very long with any housekeeping or anything like that. We had a full episode for you today for a bonus. And we are going to be exploring some independent Christmas artists and I will be introducing at the end of the episode a new feature that will happen annually here on Christmas Clatter, the Silver Bell Awards, honoring excellence in Christmas music. The awards presentation will be at the end of this episode, but we should have an artist or a genre of music that should fit each and every style. So here you go. I'm starting off with a quick little interview I did with Mr. Jim Devers from the Santa Tapes. Joining me here for a Christmas conversation here on Christmas Clatter is Jim Devers. I hope I pronounced that right, Jim. He is of the blog Santa Tapes, which is a blog that covers independent artists putting out incredible Christmas music. Thanks for joining me here, Jim, and I appreciate your time and joining me. One thing I like to start off with is just tell us a little bit about what Santa Tape is specifically.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me on the show. So, Santa Tapes is just focused on independent bands from around the world. We've interviewed everybody from, here locally in Louisville to, I think the first group we've had out is Ireland. Mm-hmm. Anybody's putting out new original Christmas music.
That's fantastic. I like that approach because there's so many people putting out, like, mainstream stuff, and, you hear all the big artists put out their albums, and those are easy to spot, but sometimes those independent artists are putting out stuff that's really great too, but they just don't have the coverage or the attention put on them like they should. What led you to cover just the independent artists?
I think you kind of nailed it on the head. It's so hard to find these bands, but the music is really good.
Now, Santa Tapes is mainly a blog, and people can find that on sanitapes.us, and you're also on Facebook and
Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, just about everything.
Let me ask you this: of the independent artists that you've covered, have you found a favorite?
There's been a couple favorites. Earlier this year, we interviewed a band from Nashville called Drakeford. They put out a Christmas track last year called "Christmas Time Again." Full nostalgia, but also just their regular music has been really impactful as well. So I would definitely put them as a favorite. And then there's a group that kind of meets just for Christmas called Eclipse Six.
Okay.
It's also very high on my list.
I've heard Eclipse Six, and I haven't heard the other band yet, but I'll definitely check them out. I found a few people, from Santa Tapes that I really enjoy, and
I'll be awesome here.
Yeah, I'll definitely check them out because I'm always interested. Like I said a while ago, it's easy to find the Carrie Underwoods and the Dolly Partons and stuff, their albums, but there's some great independent stuff out there, and it's great that you're putting a spotlight on it. Let me ask you about yourself a little bit.
Okay.
You put out Santa Tapes, which is all about independent Christmas music. Are you just interested in independent music yourself, or Is it just your love for Christmas and Christmas music?
I think it started out as just a love for Christmas and just wanting to make an impact somewhere. Uh-huh. But it's really grown into a love for independent music.
Well, Jim, let everybody know where they can find you and Santa Tapes at.
Oh, yeah. So we are at sanitapes.us. You can also find us at Santa Tapes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
I really appreciate you hopping on here and sharing your evening with me and kicking around some Christmas music. Once the holidays settle down a little bit, I'm going to have you back, and we're going to have a more in-depth Christmas conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a good time.
And if I don't talk to you between here and now, you have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks, Jim, for joining us here on Christmas Clatter. And if any of you guys want to really stay up on independent Christmas music, which you should, because there's a lot of great stuff out there, just head over to santatapes.us. There'll be a link in the show notes. And for all these artists I'm getting ready to mention, links to their social medias or their albums, whatever I have, will also be in the show notes. I have a few to cover, and we should cover just about, I wouldn't say every genre, but enough to keep everybody happy, I would think. These are just people that I've gotten to know throughout the year, and they've put out some great work at Christmas time. And let's start off with a Christmas Clatter alum, Harper Denhard. You might remember her from last year. She was a Most Wonderful Talent of the Month with her original song, Mary Song. She has a new mini album called Songs of Hope and Light. 6 songs, including Mary Song from last year. Just a really inspirational type of music, really inviting. Has one of my favorite lyrics of the season in one of her songs called Christmas Eves of Yesterday, where she speaks of hot chocolate nights. Let's hear a little bit from Harper and her journey for this album.
Thank you so much, Todd, for having me on. Yeah, I kind of got the idea for Songs of Hope and Light around like September, because I was starting to think about the Christmas and holiday season coming up. And you know, like people were starting to talk about how it would be so different this year and maybe lonely and sad. We've been through so much this year, and everyone different has experienced things so differently and had different levels of loss and pain and anxiety this year. And I kind of started to think about, you would hear everybody, almost every conversation you have with anybody now, they say, when this is all over, I want to do this, or we'll, you know, go on a vacation, or next year for Christmas, we'll all get together and like have a huge party and a feast and everything. And I kind of like started to think a lot about that phrase that we're all saying, when this is over. And it kind of like sparked an idea in me to write a song about that. And the idea that really we can't, even if we can't just skip over a year, we can't like live this whole, like our life or this season wishing it to be different or to be better. Like there's still a way to find those like joyful moments wherever we can, and those moments of connection, and like find the beauty that's around us, even in hard and dark times. And it kind of helped me get through it kept me from kind of like dwelling on, you know, like the feeling of like not having the same like social life that I used to, and like the same connection and being home all the time, to have this project to focus on just because I love Christmas. And it became like a respite for me to have this creative outlet. And then when I started thinking about the little mini album, I was like, well, I had written a couple about my family, because like I think when I think about Christmas, it's such a metaphor for like childhood and like innocence and the joy in general. Like I'm one of 7 children, and my family like wasn't really religious. Like we didn't go to church or anything, but Christmas was such a magical time in our house. And like our parents would like kind of go all out to make it like so special and like whimsical for us, and like have an advent calendar that all 7 of us would take turns. Like we'd each have a day, you could open it and see the picture. And it would always be like just so different from the rest of the year. And like kind of looking back, like some of those memories are like, they kind of make you like bitter, they feel bittersweet or melancholy.
For you that don't know, Harper has a great singing voice. It just really puts you in that Christmas spirit, that kind of sweet, quiet place that Christmas can bring. Let's take a little listen of Harper's song off her mini album, Songs of Hope and Light, When This Is Over.
Cold air, bare trees, wasn't it just spring when all the world stopped suddenly? How is it snowing now? How did the year slip by and take so much away? When I think of what we've lost this year, it takes my breath away. Is it Christmas time? It doesn't feel that way. They say to just hold on and try to take it day by day. We smile under cloth now, send love from far away. And when this is over, we'll be okay. When this is over.
Let's change gears a little bit from Harper. And let's go with a new album from a band called Ralphie's Red Riders, You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. And this is a great little rock band. And their new album is 12 songs, but each song has a theme of a Christmas story. Songs like Dakota Ring, I Can't Put My Arms Down, They Traded a Bullfrog, I Got a Zeppelin, I Won't Shoot My Eye Out. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of great music. Let's take a little sample of a few of the songs here. See, it's pretty good stuff. A lot of fun. Make you laugh. Get you in that Christmas spirit. We're going to make another quick turn and jog a different direction. And this was from a very pleasant surprise. A new album called A Very Polka Christmas by the Chardon Polka Band. And I tell you what, I fell in love with this album. It is just lots and lots of fun. I got to talk with one of the members of the Chardon Polka Band, Jake Cowie, and here's a little bit of our conversation.
Hey, I'm very glad to be here, man. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
We got in contact with each other, and you sent me this album. I'm going to be real honest. I've not been a real big fan of polka music, but I've always enjoyed it. Yeah. When I hear it, we have where I'm from, there's a big German heritage, so we kind of get some polka music from that, and it's really cool. And I listened through this album, and not just because you're on the podcast, I smiled the whole way through. It was such a fun album. You guys are fantastic instrumentalists. You're good at what you do. Tell us a little bit about the band itself and about the making of this album.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. Now, you talked on something that's really big for us, which is fun, and also not being kind of strictly a polka fan yourself. And we love to reach audiences, especially that aren't traditional polka fans. And we hope that even if you don't like that genre, that you find us fun. We have a ton of fun with what we do. And the band got started back in 2003 when I was in high school. I was a junior in high school, and we started what was then called the Chardon High School Polka Band, Chardon being the name of the town that I went to high school in. And even back then, fun was kind of our guiding principle. We were just a bunch of high schoolers playing a genre of music that definitely was not what the kids in our high school were listening to. Yet we found an audience not only in our school, but in our community and just Northeast Ohio in general, because we were fun. And also there is a lot of polka heritage around Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So we got in with all those folks as well. But we've always tried to make the music fun. And some of the first music we started playing was Christmas music. In fact, the first concert, if you will, that we ever played was for the Chardon High School band and choir Christmas show. They let us kind of do like a an after the credits performance there. They had had all the school bands and choirs played. They thanked everybody for coming. And then they said, you know, here to close out the night is, you know, these guys, the Chardonnay School Polka Band, and we played. So we've always had an affinity for Christmas music as well. This is our latest album, A Very Polka Christmas. It's actually, we did a Christmas album back in 2015 called Polka Around the Christmas Tree, which was a lot of fun too. But with the pandemic this year, a lot of bands kind of being out of work or not able to go play live shows, we took that time where we would have been traveling around the country playing shows and made this album.
If you like big voices, if you like tenors, then I have a guy for you. His name is John Risen, and his music is full of that big operatic style tenor voice. Here's a little sample of Mr. John Risen's Christmas album, Christmas at Home.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful,
but the fire is so delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow,
let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
And I brought...
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
John's wife joins him quite a bit on this album, and it's just a lot of fun. Really classic album. The version of Oh Holy Night is spectacular. Moved me. It really did. I told John, messaging him, I said, first time I heard that song, it moved me to tears. It was just wonderful. He's got a great voice. His wife, Gillian Lynn, is a fantastic singer as well, and definitely an add to your holiday playlist. That is John Risen, and the album is Christmas at Home. This next album I want to highlight isn't a new album for 2020. It's actually been around for a number of years, but it's one of those like discovered albums that was just kind of laying out there. It's by several artists like the Elders and Ashley Davis and Cherish the Ladies. The album is called Together for Christmas, a contemporary Celtic Christmas collection. And it's various artists, and it's a kind of that Celtic music, folk music kind of thing. And I really enjoyed it quite a bit. And here's some samplings of Christmas Together.
Silent night.
If you like country music, this next artist, Trish Torline, is a singer-songwriter from Kentucky. She has an album out with six songs. The name of the album is All Hearts Come Home for Christmas. And Trish has a very country voice, real classic country. Growing up in the South with country music being big, I'm kind of picky on my country music. I like authentic storytelling country music. And Trish really hits home. Here's some samplings of what Trish has to offer on her 6-song album. And lastly, but definitely not least, is Evan Mazunik. Evan is a jazz pianist, and let me tell you what, he is wonderful. I was blown away by his skill. Evan's album is called Amid the Cold, and it's a solo jazz piano recording featuring original arrangements of Christmas carols. Here's some samplings of that. As a teaser, look for Evan to be joining us on a future episode of Christmas Clatter. Now, all these artists, if you missed any of them or you enjoyed any of them, want to hear more, all the links to their material and to their songs will be in the show notes and on my website, ChristmasClatterPodcast.com. And let's move on to the Silver Bell Awards. This is the first annual Silver Bell Awards honoring excellence in Christmas music. And this year, you know, coming up with this, I just wanted a way to kind of highlight some of the best Christmas music of the year. And it's not always going to be independent artists that win. It's not always going to be people that were on the podcast or not on the podcast. It's just kind of whatever I think it should be. Hopefully in years to come, I can put more of a committee together of people that really enjoy Christmas music and we can vote on it. And I don't have very many categories, but again, this is just the inaugural year. But we'll have fun with this nonetheless. I have a newcomer of the year, best Christmas cover of the year, best original Christmas song of the year, and album of the season. And I'd like to start off with newcomer of the year. It's been a few people out there that had Christmas albums and they've been good. And for newcomer of the year, you cannot have previously released Christmas music. So someone like Meghan Trainor, who put out her first Christmas album this year, would not be qualified because she originally released I'll Be Home a few years back. So this is for someone that never had Christmas music before. And with all the different people that qualified for this, none got me more excited. None songs really showed the potential that I could really get behind other than Johanna Jones. We had her on the podcast, and I just fell in love with her music. Her and Matt are great people. And so for the very first winner of a Silver Bell Award is Johanna Jones for Newcomer of the Year. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Johanna Jones.
Hi, it's Johanna Jones here. I just wanted to express my gratitude for the opportunity to win the Silver Bells Award for Newcomer of the Year. This is an amazing honor. And I also want to thank the Christmas Clatter podcast for even having me on the show and allowing me to be able to talk about my new Christmas album, It's Christmas Time, and to go over really what makes this such a special and amazing project. As maybe some of you know, my album consists of 5 songs, and I've written 4 out of the 5. They are songs that mean the world to me, and I've really poured my heart and soul into these Christmas songs. And I hope as you listen to them that you feel the Christmas spirit as well. I also want to thank my producer, Gavin, who took the time to perfect these songs and make them what they are. It's an amazing experience when you have just an idea in your head and someone is able to bring it to life and make it a reality. I also want to thank my husband, who has been an amazing supporter. He's also been on the songs, a few of the songs as well. And I want to thank everybody who's listened and been a supporter throughout the years. Your listens mean everything. I couldn't do it without you. And just know that you are appreciated and that every little fan counts. And I see it. And I recognize it. I really want to, again, thank the Christmas Clatter podcast for having me on the show, for offering me this award, and for making the holidays an amazing experience. I hope you all love the songs. You can find them on any streaming platform, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, whatever you listen to, it's there. And if you need to know how to spell my name, it's J-O-H-A-N-N-A, and the album is called It's Christmas Time. Thank you all so much, and I hope you all have a happy holidays.
Thanks, Johanna, for joining us, and thanks so much for being part of Christmas Clatter this holiday season. Next up, we have Best Christmas Cover. This was a tough one. There's a lot of great covers this year. There's a lot of stuff Meghan Trainor did that I really liked, and some Dolly Parton covers that I really liked, and Carrie Underwood, Leslie Odom, lots of cool stuff. And speaking of Leslie Odom Jr., he is the winner of the Silver Barrel Award for Best Christmas Cover. His version of Maliki Kikimaka is the winner of the Best Cover, Christmas cover this year. It is a traditional cover. He doesn't do anything real crazy, but he really embodies that Bing Crosby feel. And from the first time I heard the first few notes, it had me hook, line, and sinker. I just love this version. And quietly, the Christmas album that was released this year, titled The Christmas Album, by Leslie Odom Jr., was quietly one of my favorites. Maliki Kikimaka by Leslie Odom Jr. is the winner of Best Cover Song for this season. And next up, we have Best Original Christmas Song. This year had a lot of great original Christmas songs. Dolly put a bunch of originals out. Meghan Trainor again. Bunch of artists that are independent, signed, lots of original Christmas songs, and a lot of really good ones. But the one song that really stood out for me because of the message and the timeliness of the year, the way it was presented and the way it was written and delivered, stood above the others. And so the award for Best Original Christmas Song, the winner of the Silver Bell Award for Best Christmas Song goes to Luke McMaster and Christmas Present. Now joining us here on Christmas Clatter, Luke McMaster.
Hey, this is Luke McMaster, and I just found out that I am getting the Silver Bell Award, honoring excellence in Christmas music, and that I was given the award for Best Original Song for my song Christmas Present. I am so honored. I told Todd that Christmas music is one of my favorite things, along with Motown and soul, and to be able to fuse those two things together on this new album of mine that's called Christmas Present, and particularly on the song Christmas Present with the horns and with that old school Motown soul vibe. It was truly a thrill, and I want to shout out my collaborators, Aaron Chattervetti, my partner in crime, and then Melissa Bell, an incredible songwriter from the UK. We collaborated on this song together, so I want to shout those guys out. And I want to just end by saying, you know, I really appreciate what Todd's doing with his podcast. The world needs lots of that Christmas spirit this year. It's been a tough year, and I'm thrilled to be a small part of that with some of the music that I made this year that hopefully puts some smiles on people's faces. Christmas Present is really about not the superficial, but living in the present and a feeling of gratitude and appreciation for when we are able to be together. And so hopefully we can think positively about the future. And thank you once again for this lovely award. Cheers.
Thanks, Luke, for joining us again. And check out his whole album, Christmas Present. It's just one of the best of the seasons. And this last Silver Bell Christmas Award for Album of the Year, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to have a few nominations. I nominate Leslie Odom Jr.'s A Christmas Album. I also nominated Luke McMaster, Christmas Present. Dolly Parton, A Holly Dolly Christmas. And Meghan Trainor, A Very Trainor Christmas. Four nominees. Those were my four favorite Christmas albums this year. I played them over and over and over and over again. So the winner of this award, just by a little bit, because the other three are so wonderful, the Silver Bell Award for Album of the Year goes to Dolly Parton and the Holly Dolly Christmas. All right, guys, what do you think of my Silver Bell Awards? Did I pick the right people? If not, let me know on the social medias. And remember, 2 weeks till Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening to Christmas Clatter. Please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Christmas Clatter Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Clatter Podcast. Send us an email at ChristmasClatterPodcast@gmail.com. Visit our website at ChristmasClatterPodcast.com. And as always, remember to keep Christmas hope alive every day.
Thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Network.